What's going on, people? It's your man, Big B here, the In Deep Show. Inviting you to check out the good people at Tweaked Audio to satisfy all your headphone and earbud needs. Hey, you all listen to podcasts, whether it's in your car, your cubicle, while you're running, however you get down, you know you do it in the nice comforts of your own private moments, and you need good headphones to do it. Go over to Tweaked Audio, put in the code IDS. That'll get you 33% off your entire purchase. It will get you free shipping. More importantly, it will guarantee you a lifetime guarantee of good shit. In the case something goes bad, send it back. They'll send you some more shit. And when I say shit, I mean it in the best way you could possibly mean some shit. So, Tweaked Audio. Do it, damn it.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
What's going on, peoples? It's yo, man, Big B, welcoming you back to another edition of the In Deep Show. Whew. All right, been running around, a little bit out of breath. I've been putting the whip to the cruise back to get in place and get ready for tonight. Cause we got shit to do tonight. My mighty UNC Tar Heels going to play in a couple hours, and I want to make sure that I am there to witness it all. So, today, I have my distinguished crew with me. Today, we have the queen of all things IDS, Queen Nino.
Hola, bienvenidos. Welcome to the show. Thank you for pushing play.
We have with us the doctor.
Hey, hey. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing out there?
And we have with us Damn It Gina.
Bonjour. Welcome.
Whew. Now, before we get into asking everybody about how their weekend was, we had some nice feedback and some nice emails, and people wanted to know just what had the dope man put in Damagina's glass last week?
Some of that ooh-wee.
Gave us some of the ooh-wee.
Yep.
Well, all right.
Bring it on.
The blow-ups just keep happening, and you just keep denying them.
You have no proof, except for last week.
I listened to the show, but I didn't get all the way to the end. I knew something was there, though.
All right, Queen.
What? It was funny as hell.
Oh my god!
It was funny.
It was funny.
Aloha.
As hell.
Welcome everyone. I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me. I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got.
I don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor, nigga. Oh.
Well, there you go. My girl.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess right. Mark, I guess you don't have to go back and listen.
There you go. Yeah, that wraps it up right there.
Pretty much. There that you go. Pretty much that's takes care of the last 15 minutes.
All right. And I'm pretty sure that's not the last time we're going to hear it either.
Yeah. Mark, that is.
Not if he has anything to do with it. That shit is on
forever.
Right.
Forever, ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Shardy, you.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Shardy, you went in.
Uh huh.
If you have not listened to the last episode of IDS, please go back and listen to the last
episode.
I think
that tops my sound bite, though.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes,
it does.
Yeah.
I was
I'm
there.
Not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
He's all right there.
Yeah. He got you.
I was here. You got stuff.
I'm not fucking with his balls. Really special effects.
All right. You can cut that out.
That's
special
a remix.
Effects. Damn. balls.
No, for real, we got to get on with the show. For anybody that's just tuning in right now, this is the IDS Show. I am E-Man Big B. I got the queen with me. I got the doc with me. I got damn it, Gina with me.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference.
Now.
I'm mad at the dick.
I am so hating you right now.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
I'm going to leave the room because I'm going to choke.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Okay, cut it
thank
out.
You, so, thank you. Thank you.
How's everybody's weekend?
Damn it, Gina.
Gina, what'd you do this weekend?
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
Oh, God. Okay, well, sounds like you said a mouthful.
Sounds like I had a mouthful. But my weekend was
the hits
good.
Keep coming.
I hung out on Friday with my sister and family. We had a great time, and then I had some car problems the rest of the weekend, so it wasn't as great. But overall, it was a good weekend. It was nice. Good. So yeah, it was good.
Good.
Quick question: where are we on the weight loss challenge with you and your sisters?
I have lost 12 pounds, which is not nearly enough.
Still 12 pounds.
That's right.
This is true. So I'm trying not to focus so much on the challenge, but it's throwing me off. So when you do something, you don't have no business, you're kind of like, oh gosh, she's going to be. And then you feel really guilty about blah, blah, blah. So it's going pretty good considering.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Anybody else?
I didn't do too much, man. I worked Saturday.
What?
Yep. Made a little few extra coins. Yeah. I wanted to go load up my truck Sunday, but it was, man, that hawk was, man.
Oh, my
gosh. I don't know where that damn wind came
from.
That shit
was crazy.
That shit was scary. Now, I got some big-ass trees around my house. I was like, oh,
yeah.
That shit was whistling and shit, man.
It was bad.
But other than that, I ain't do too much.
Speaking of trees coming down, right there as you make the left off of the main street to get to my house. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a bad habit of dozing off. And you know how when you got to go to the bathroom, the closer you get to the house, the more intense you got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
It's the same thing dozing off. It's like the closer I get to my house, the more relaxed I get. So my eyes start blinking longer and longer. A tree had come down across that road, and my eyes closed for a second, and I woke up to see, I ain't gonna lie, for a second, I thought I was in the tree. Because I was like, how am I amongst these branches? But I swerved at the last second, and I missed it. And I pretty much stayed awake till
it was time to go back.
Because that adrenaline did not stop pumping after that.
Yes. No, that's right.
So, yeah, bad habit. Got to work on it. I'm working on it. First thing you got to do is get rid of little man right here.
All right.
But I'm working on it. All right. Everything sounds eventful. Sounds like we should start the show. Thank you.
in my time zone when my mind's gone and I'm flying home and I'm stressed out and I'm tempted to get that style phone and go pull it up, but you know what's up and you know that ain't gonna solve nothing. I mean, Lord forbid, I might fall or something and I'm all another cuss.
All I need is you.
So hold me down like bench straps to the psych ward. It's killing me, but you still with me when I fight hard and you digging me when I'm egging you. Deal with me when my car's pulled. Could've dealt with me, but you fell for me before I fell for you. Keep me on that right path and the right math. It's you plus nothing's everything. You my everything. Same. You ain't gotta question my allegiance. Cause the way you love me, I could never leave. I need you.
By my side, thick and thin, highs and lows. Don't let go.
Did I fall in this? No condition that get a mention, but you all for this. Unconditional love, I swear I sell it all for this. Trying to keep it together, forgive my awkwardness. But often this, just you and me off in this. Valley of shadows, and I know they trying to pick me off in this. But all I need is you. It's funny just how off I get when I ain't riding with you. No adjectives for your awesomeness. They burning one for that burnout. This life done got them all turned out. Took time out to put time in, so I turn to you when I want out. Need a shoe. You slow me down, cause you know me now. But my phony smiling, I'm acting like it's all copacetic. It's so pathetic, so juvenile. Know what you do? You keep me cool in the summer when they be dressing less and I be wanting to show off and stunt. There ain't nothing to want. You give me all that I need. All I need is you to keep that fire burning for me. All I need is you.
By my side, thick and thin, highs and lows. Don't let go. We gon' ride, we gon' win. Don't know how. All I know.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can pop the little loop, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, tell me something. I didn't know people still went to see Little Kim. Apparently they do, huh? Oh, man.
Yes.
I didn't know she was still doing it.
Gotta make the dough.
Man, how about that? How about that? Apparently, Lil' Kim was supposed to be at Mid-Hudson Civic Center in New York City. Okay. But apparently, people weren't buying the tickets. Okay. So they had to reschedule it.
What's up, nigga?
It was slated for March 11th, but they had to reschedule it for April 1st. Okay. But anyway, Lil' Kim didn't show. Apparently they ain't sent Lil' Kim her money. Now the promoter said that he was trying to, get everybody in, and he wanted to look for a bigger venue, but it wasn't working. And he also said he sent Lil' Kim $5,000. Lil' Kim and her camp said they ain't never get that shit, you know. So Lil' Kim said fuck it, and she went to hang out in L.A. with the Kardashians. But yeah, for the last week in L.A. I didn't know her and the Kardashians. Well, you know,
that's tight.
Well, you know what they say, fleas of a felt.
Okay, all right.
Does she still have money? I mean, is she still?
She bouncing around. I guess she got something.
Okay.
Well, there's one way to prove if they, you know, sent the money. It's called a receipt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they didn't send cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The $5,000 that he claimed he spent, I mean, he sent was a deposit. But Lil' Kim and that people said he ain't get it. He ain't get it. So Lil' Kim went hanging out with Kim K. So apparently she got some money. You gotta have money to bounce from New York to LA whenever you just feel like doing it.
No, you don't. You just need to be able to buy a plane ticket.
That's it,
huh?
Pretty much.
And Kim probably took care of the rest. I mean, well, I don't know. She could.
Yeah.
She could have paid for it.
How about that? Right. How about that? But I'm saying, if I'm, you know, I ain't got that much money in the bank, I ain't gonna be just hopping around just to hang out with somebody. You know, I'm
hello, she just got $5,000. Duh.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's how you do it, huh? Mm. Okay. Let me see. I got 7 forgotten stars. Well, they're not all forgotten. From BET. Now, y'all pretty much know all of them, but I'm gonna run them down real quick for y'all since we pressed for time. AJ, Free. Oh, that's your girl right there. You miss Free.
Enough forgotten. I haven't heard nobody forgotten yet. They're very prominent.
Okay, Big Tigger.
Prominent.
Okay, Cousin Jeff.
Okay, you got us on that one. I'm like, who?
Yeah, he had a show on BET. It was called The Truth with Jeff Johnson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Terrence J. I know we haven't forgotten him. What's her name? Rossi Diaz?
Roxy.
Now, I don't know where she is. I'll be honest.
She's doing little
side
flipping
joints.
Shit every now and then.
Okay.
You know, little flipping shit. Okay. Did y'all know Donnie McClurkin was a judge for Sunday's Best that was on BET?
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
He was supposed to have been forgotten, too?
Well, that was the heading of the story that I
okay.
got.
Okay. I'm like, he's pretty popular as
those
well.
Those are all very prominent people.
But not all.
Okay,
right.
One.
Hey,
Terrence J just had a lead role in a movie.
How about that?
I said at the beginning. I said not all of them, if you remember.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I surely did. Okay, let me see. Ex-Ohio State superstar Troy Smith. Okay, now he was pulled over for a DUI. Okay, now when the cops pulled him over, he introduced himself as an officer. He was drunk.
Hold on, Don. Let's let the film speak for itself.
Okay, break it down.
Hello. How you doing? Good, yourself?
I'm an officer, sir.
What's that?
I'm an officer.
You're an officer?
No. I'm great.
I stopped you. Stopped way over the... stop bar up there. You have no front tag on this, and you're weaving back and forth.
Well, I wasn't back and forth. I mean, I drove this red. I mean, I live off court, like, you know, up the ride up here. Like,
how much alcohol you consume tonight?
None.
Nothing at all? Fair to say, what's your highest level of education?
I graduated from Ohio State.
Okay.
My name is Troy Smith.
Okay. What's your highest level? You got just a college degree?
I've graduated from Ohio State with a degree in bachelor's.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Nothing. I just want to make sure you're not impaired. Is it fair to say you know the alphabet, sir?
Definitely, but
okay.
That's what I'm trying to ask you.
I just want to make sure you're not impaired, sir.
Not at all.
Okay. Can you recite the alphabet for me? Start at the letter C and stop at the letter W?
I can definitely recite the ABCs from A to Z.
From C to W, can you do that?
C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Damn it, that J stuck in his throat.
I know, I was like, you can do it.
Do you have any medical conditions, sir?
So,
come put your phone right there for me, sir. You said you don't work? Oh, You don't wear contact lenses,
not
sir?
Not at all. Not at all. What's your officer's like name? What's your name?
My name's Officer Lighty, badge number 538, sir.
Why are you doing this to me right now?
Because I believe you're impaired, so I want you to watch the tip of my finger. Okay? Move it side to side. Fall with your eyes only.
Your finger's shaking. It seems like you're cold.
You need to stay pay attention and watch it, okay?
Say it seems like you're cold.
Your finger's shaking.
Oh my god.
Although I'm still confused on the part where he was asking him about his degree. Like, was he like, I just want to make sure you know the king's language, or what was he going with for?
I don't know.
Because what if he would have said like eighth grade? I mean, would that have helped his case?
It probably would.
No. He was going to jail no matter what.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the point of asking him that question?
Ooh. Anyway.
Oi.
Anyway, other than being intoxicated, which he told the goddamn officer, what? I mean, just, I would have said, man, look, man.
Fuck all that.
You know, I had a few, you know.
No, I would have said I had some drinks, but I wouldn't have been like, yes, officer, I'm intoxicated. And,
if I was a raven? Oh, yeah. I'd have been like, man, officer, I had a couple, and I thought I could make it. And actually, I'm glad y'all here. Because you got to figure, man. First of all, you're going to get off this shit. You're not going to get the same penalties that civilians are going to get.
Right.
Your lawyer going to get you off the shit. And you might just fuck around and get a cop that feels like, damn, if I hook this football player up, he gonna hook me up.
Give
me tickets. Get me on the field. He probably can get on the field.
I'm like, did y'all just hear what?
But I'm just saying.
No way to get out of that.
I mean, but, oh, there's ways. I got a buddy that put his car on people's lawns twice.
Wow.
And, you know, just luckily when they called it in, and they call the plates in.
Same line.
His buddy that's a cop was like, don't touch him, I'm on my way.
Same line?
No.
So, like, this is where I park my car and then I walk to my house.
I'm just saying.
Right.
In your lawn.
Right.
So, yeah.
Damn, that's sad.
I know, man.
I was rooting for him, too. Eight. Nope, I can't. Start a C.
It told him to start a C.
I saw that Jay trying to make his way around his Adam's apple. And it just couldn't navigate.
He
blacked
out. He was like,
When he paused on that jet, I was just hoping he was just going to stick his hands out the car for that green.
Right. Jeez. I wonder, was he inside the car? He had to be outside.
He was in. Mm-hmm. Inside the car the whole time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He probably would have really fucked up getting out.
I mean, but you want to talk about head. When shit goes bad immediately. Officer said, how you doing? He's like, I'm an officer.
Right.
At that point, it's time to go to jail. Right.
He was like, wait, what? He was like, I meant.
Right. But then he tried to correct himself as though the officer was wrong.
Right.
No, wait, no. Wrong. Hold on.
What I had meant was.
Right.
I'm officially.
Oh, God.
Ooh. That was funny.
Okay. Not only was he drunk, they found weed in his car. Jesus Christ. Right. So he had a good time. Apparently he went to jail. He was feeling good, and he went to jail feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So I'm pretty sure when he woke up the next morning, he's like, what the fuck did I do?
Right.
But anyway. Hey, y'all, check this one out. This is my last story. I'm going to cut it real short. A Louisiana man, all right, he was accused of stuffing $31 worth of candy in his pockets. Okay, now this guy is facing 20 years to life in prison. Okay, now his name is Jacobia Grimes. He's a 34-year-old man. Okay, now under statute that, damn, I can't even read my own writing.
Oh, Lord.
That boosts the alleged candy theft to a felony. Okay, now the law applies to people who have only done it twice. This guy here, Mr. Grimes, has done it 5 times.
Damn, he has diabetes.
Okay. Is that what he has?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sugar.
Making him a quad offender. That's what they call it, a quad offender.
Mm.
Yep.
How many times is that?
Five.
Four.
Four. Okay.
Have you, sir, sir, have you been drinking this evening?
I'm have to no, he did it four times before.
I'm a diagnosis.
Right, now we got you.
He did it four times before the fifth time. Okay?
This is the fifth.
Yes. Got it. Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Okay. But anyway, the quad offender under the statute is called habitual offender law. That's what it's called. Damn. If you do that shit five times, you can get 20 years to life. Stealing some goddamn
behind some Snicker bars and shit.
$31.
Chico sticks.
Jesus.
Hey, Louisiana, man. They go hard with their candy.
Boston Big Bean.
No. Oh, I love those.
All them lemon heads. Ooh. Mary James.
Now, ladies.
I remember squirrel nuts.
I didn't used to like those.
I liked them back when they was a penny joint. They made them big. Them girls,
you like squirrel nuts?
I didn't. I like Chico sticks.
You like
Chico sticks,
but you ain't like the nuts. Can you play that sound?
Please don't.
You like Chico stick, but you don't like the nuts.
I didn't like squirrel nuts. Yeah, I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
But you like Chico stick.
Look, I like all kinds of candy. I said, now, ladies, you ain't saying nothing about that. I'm not fucking with his balls sucking his dick.
But what made Chico stick so tasty?
Shut up, Mark.
I just need to know.
Leave me alone.
It was a different stick, goddamn it.
That's what it was. Yes. Oh, okay. It was a variety. All right. But that concludes my diagnosis. We got a whole lot of more coming up. Y'all stay tuned.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick.
Hood Times is taped before a live podcast audience. Playing the part of T-Money is Teddy, and Big A is Aaron from the Black Astronauts Podcast.
Loafer should go real good with this Paul and Shark tea.
Ray, where are you?
I'm in the bed getting dressed, like you should be doing.
Whew, damn it. It's like walking a city block to get from one side of the house to the other. All these damn stairs. I should be able to drop this weight in no time. what is this? Is this more stuff?
Yeah, baby, you know you like it when I look sharp.
Not as much as that damn black China chick that moved in next door. Don't think I won't be seeing her. Hi, Mr. Ray. You look nice today, Mr. Ray.
Oh, baby, you know she just knows a good thing when she sees it.
Don't get that little girl fucked up, Mr. Ray.
Yeah, okay. Do me a favor, baby. Pull this tag off my shirt for me.
Ray, please tell me you did not pay $245 for this damn shirt.
Baby, it was on sale.
For how much?
$245. You saw the damn tag.
Ray. I done told you about all this damn spending. We haven't even talked about what we're going to do for income now.
Babe, we good. Relax.
I don't know, Ray.
Just put your shoes on. I have just a thing waiting at Gimble's Jewelry to take your mind off things.
Hold up. Hold up. Gimble's? Come on. Oh, okay. I'm going to put my shoes on in the car. Let's go.
Junior, what the hell is that?
Oh, it's my diamond and ruby encrusted hoverboard.
Boy, I ain't nobody's fool. These are not real diamonds.
Yeah, but the things in my ears are for sure carats each.
And the empty space between your ears allowed you to buy them. I'ma tell Ma.
Go ahead and tell Sir Snitch a lot. I'm out of here.
Where are you going and what is that?
Well, it's called a slingshot. And I'm going to see the girl next door, Miss Black China.
When Ma and Dad get back, I'll make sure I let them know.
Woo, that was a fun day. Okay, I must admit, I haven't had fun like that since we first got married.
Well, baby, I'm here to let you know there'll be many more days like that to come.
Hey, Ma and Dad, Junior went...
Now, don't start with that damn running in your mouth. Junior's a man now. He can handle himself.
Okay, I won't say anything about him going to Miss Black China's house.
Going where? I mean, it's not like I care or anything.
Your ass gonna sleep on the couch, Mr. Ray.
I'll get it. May I help you?
Everybody get on the floor and nobody gets hurt.
Man, who the hell do you think you are just busting all up in my house?
My name is Big A from the BAP Bloods. My man with the 45 to your daughter's head is T-Money. Mm-hmm. He has Tourette's in his trigger finger, so I suggest you chill the fuck out.
Oh, God. What do you want from us?
Man, I just came to explain the rules so we all get along, baby. See you now. Live in a protected neighborhood. Thieves, muggers, crackheads. Don't mess with folks around here. And it's just a small fee. We make sure of.
Man, you tripping. This is a gated community. We safe here.
Oh, yeah. The same gates that keep people out keeps you in. So I'm going to need you to act right. And this sexy thing over here won't have to worry about getting reconstructed plastic surgery.
Oh, my God. What do you want?
Oh, nothing major. $5,000 a month, and we will see to it that anytime we meet, we'll be on good terms. $10,000 down payment, though. That's all.
Man, I ain't giving you
Ray! Please, pay the man.
Yeah, Daddy, please.
Hey, I like the way she said that.
Here, man, take the goddamn money.
Yo, T, looks like it's all here, man. Hold the loot.
Oh, shit!
Y'all better run, man.
Junior, where the hell you get that gun from?
Mom, we've been living in the most dangerous neighborhood in the hood. I had to get it. Just never thought I had to use it.
They're gone now.
Yeah, but they got our money.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackhead stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times.
Get out of bed with your bro.
Michael, you ain't laid
anytime you need a jailer. Welcome back. Thank you for still staying with us. Thank you to Big A and T Money. They play those parts a little too well. All
right, all right.
How about that?
They fractured occasional law in it.
Mm-hmm. Greatly appreciate that, brothers. Fam, we love you very much. All right, so let's get into this quick feedback from last week. The question was, and I'm going to paraphrase because I can't remember the proper question, so go back and listen to the last show if you want the right question. So we were talking about if your significant other all of a sudden wanted to tell you that when they met you in a group that you really were their second choice. You know, should they tell you that or keep this shit to themselves? So Miss Davis says, H nah, don't ever tell me I was second fiddle to anyone. And that's pretty much what I said. I was like, keep that to yourself. I don't need to know.
No shit.
Okay.
No doubt. We had some verbal here, but I think they had some phone difficulty, so we will play at least what was what came through.
Hey, you better listen to the queen. You better listen to the queen. You better take that shit to the grave, because I'm going to tell you what. You know what, though? I take that back. If you drink a lot and if you get into arguments a lot, you might want to tell them why you're happy and sober. You want to know why? Because all kind of shit going to come out when it's going to start an argument. It's going to start an argument, but you might as well get it out of the way before you start drinking or before y'all get into an argument, because those two is going to lead to a breakup. Because what's going to happen is y'all going to argue over some stupid shit. Somebody left the toilet seat up. Somebody left the toilet seat up. She going off. And then that's just going to spark some shit. Like, well, you know what, motherfucker? You wasn't the first.
Oh, sorry. So
that thing sparked right there.
Uh-huh. Was that Miss Christmas Tree smacking you, and then the video, you just, oh, okay. But, okay, great. Well, I'm just going to stay with the fact that you said Queen was right, and the rest of that shit faded to black from me anyway, so I don't even know what you said after that, so. But thanks for sending that feedback, BTG.
Thank you.
So.
No doubt. All right. All right. So, today's question is another lighthearted affair. If you guys remember, our last lighthearted question was, when was the last time you fell?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this question again is strictly for you deepsters to have some fun with. So definitely send your feedback in, verbal or written, and the queen will give you that information of where you can do that. So I'm going to pose a question. I'll go around the room. If it doesn't directly apply, at least say how close you came to it. Okay? The question was, when was the last time you had to put hands on someone? If you've never had a physical altercation, how was it avoided?
I remember mine, because mine was random, and it was a billion years ago, in a club, in DC. This girl walked past me and bumped the shit out of me, where I moved a little bit, and I said, damn, big girl. Like, I remember all the words, the whole conversation. You know, sometimes when things happen, you black out and you don't remember.
Right.
I remember everything.
Okay.
And even saying that. And then I pushed her. No, she pushed me. And like I said, I moved. Then all of a sudden, I said what I said. Next thing you know, we was in it. And I had her in a headlock. I don't even remember how I got her in the headlock. And I was punching her. And then something happened. I think people pushed us. And then I fell. But unfortunate for her, I fell on her. And I still had her in a headlock. And I was punching her.
Okay.
And of course, the queen Neem part kicked in before I was even queenie. And I was like, no, seriously, in my mind, I was thinking, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? Punch. This is so weird, punch. I should probably stop this, punch. And the next thing you know, somebody was pulling me off, and I was like, whoa.
Okay.
So that was the last time I laid hands on someone. The end. That was 20-something years ago.
Okay, so...
It was like yesterday.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
I was a manager at a clothing store in VA, and this woman came in. She wanted to exchange. Now it would seem like nothing. It was probably like, I don't know, $100, $150 worth of stuff. She had no receipt. Nothing. So I said, well, you know, you can get a store credit. It was really crowded. It was a Saturday. And she was upset. She wanted to talk to my supervisor. I was like, not a problem. You know, I'll give you the supervisor's number, blah, blah, blah. So they left, came back. Next thing I know, she was with her mom. And she says, well, can you call her? There's a store full of people. I'm like pulling my hair. I'm like, okay, not a problem. I'll stop and call. So she says to her mom, that bitch thinks she cute. Mind you, up to that point, I was real polite. And I said, you know what? If you say that shit again, you're going to call her yourself. So she was like, bitch. I said, okay, click. Call her your fucking self. Bye. Next. So the mom started pulling her out the store. And I was dealing with the next customer. A whole bunch of, a little bit of everybody. Anyway, point being, next thing I know, she comes back in the store. Comes back in the store. She picks up this little plastic thing on the counter of lipstick tube holders, and she took it and swung it, and it nipped me right here on the side of my eye. That was it. All I remember hearing was one of my employees saying, she was like, Gina, no. I was around that fucking counter so fast. It was just headlocks and hair and shit everywhere. I just had a fresh perm. I had like this beautiful silk shirt on. That shit was ripped. I was half naked before it was over. And while we were fighting, while I'm punching her, kind of like you, I was thinking to myself, like, damn, this is fucked up. But then while I'm still hitting her, I realized she's pregnant. Oh. God. So I immediately...
So I kicked her in the pussy.
We had enough distance between us where she couldn't land any punches because we, at this point, we're kind of hair to hair. So I stopped hitting her. I don't want to kill your baby, you know, because you're a dumbass. So they finally pull us apart. Now, mind you, we're in VA, and we're black. Sorry, but it is. We're both black.
Okay.
So bottom line, I know I need to speed this up. So the bottom line, I call the police. The police comes in, and he's like, oh, yeah, niggas fighting, like, what a surprise, blah, blah, blah. You know, he didn't say that, but that was his demeanor.
Right.
So next thing I know, and what actually started the fight, because this white lady came up, and she said, you know, with this real, and she was trying to be nice, but the ghetto girl just couldn't receive it. And she was like, well, sweetie, you can't go anywhere and exchange like $100 worth of stuff and like get money. Like, you can't do that.
Right.
And she was like, bitch, mind your bitch. That's where it all went wrong. Yeah. So the bottom line, please come. I had to go to the station, da 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 da. She was pregnant. And the end result was she ended up getting arrested because she technically assaulted me first. However, I got fired.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get fired. They tried to demote me, and I wouldn't accept that, so I then resigned. But technically, it's still kind of like getting fired.
Right.
I wasn't going to have nobody running the show after I've been running it, and then this isn't even my fault. This bitch coming here fighting me. Like, I'm sorry, you stole all this shit. You can't get your money back, so it's whatever. That was the last time I fought. The end. Yay.
Not yay.
Right. You did what you had to do, girl.
I was gonna kick her ass. Right. She lucky I saw that baby because I was gonna stomp the shit out of her.
Kicked her in her stomach.
Oh my god.
Oh, you're pregnant.
Okay. Oh god.
Stupid for being pregnant and come back in there doing the dumb shit that she did.
I don't know what was wrong with that. Maybe her hormones was in an uproar, but she really needed some money.
She was just tripping.
She was desperate. She was.
Yeah. Let me see. The last time I put my hands,
wife doesn't count.
Huh?
What?
You know what? Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was my general manager.
Oh, yeah. I remember this I remember the story.
You remember the story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll run it down.
Well, they don't know it. Please, I know it.
Because I don't know
it. That's what I said. They don't know it, but I know.
Okay. My general manager had a Christmas party. Okay, now we're all drinking, having a good time and everything. And the game Yankee Swap came up because everybody had to bring a gift. You know. So everybody put the gift under the tree and all that kind of good stuff. So he was passing around a little hat with all the numbers. You know, you're supposed to pick a number that matches the gift and all that kind of stuff. So it was my turn to pick a number, right? So I went to reach in, and he tapped me on my hand and said, "No, Mark, not yet. Not yet."
Okay.
Wait. Hold on now. So I said, okay, all right, man. So I was chilling, you know. So he went around, you know, and then he came back to me. So I put my hand in, and he smacked me on the face.
Oh.
Said, "No, Mark, not yet.
What you got the hat for?"
When he smacked me in my face,
that was it.
You know, apparently it was cool with him. He thought that was a cool thing to do. You know, although it wasn't like a smack, it was just like
a little tap. But it's disrespectful.
Okay. So I got hot. So as he's going around, I'm sitting there thinking, and the people that sit next to me, they see that I'm getting hot. They're like, "Mark, look, man. Look, don't, you know, calm down. So I'm like, all right. So I went outside and smoked a cigar. Me and Brian was on a cigar thing at the time, right? So I went outside, smoked a cigar. So I'm thinking, I can't let this go by.
You cannot.
And the more I'm thinking about it, the hotter I get, right? So I put the cigar out. I came back in. Now, at this time, he's at the sink. He's doing something at the sink, right? So I come from behind him. He turns around.
Oh!
I gave him all this. All
inside
of it.
Palm or which one? Was it love or was it hate?
Oh!
I thought this was pimp.
With the backhand.
I thought his backhand was pimp. No.
Either one.
Okay.
You can go either way. Okay.
Yeah, smack. Okay.
Smack is a smack.
Every ass smack.
But it was right.
Did he move?
So he turned around. He said, "Mark, I didn't hit you that hard." I said, "Well, now we even."
You know not to hit my ass no more.
Right, exactly. The whole party stopped.
Ooh.
It seemed like the music went off. The lights came on.
People stopped drinking.
Right.
Like, oh, shit, the party over.
But you know what? We hugged, you know, and went back to party. But that's the last time I ever actually put my hands on somebody. Yeah.
That's a good story, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, so, that's how it went down.
Hey.
That's how it went.
I feel like bees just happened
that shit on
like this past weekend. So.
Uh-oh.
There was one this weekend.
Okay. Oh. I have every weekend for your ass.
It's not the one I'm going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
You know about this one too as well. Basically, just a long story short, after work one night, it was like 4 a.m., hungry, tired, went to this little carryout. These two dudes that, you know, I don't have a problem with anybody, but, you know, these two guys just happen to be gay or whatever. And they're just super, super, super obnoxious and just, you know, just really disturbing everybody that's out here trying to get something to eat. I mean, if you can imagine a scene after you've been drinking and dancing and partying all night, now you're just gassed out. You just want to get something to eat and go to bed. That's everybody's look is like that. Like, we're all just tired. We want to go home.
Right.
And this dude is just holding up the line to order the food and just making a mockery of the place and telling jokes that aren't funny. And the only two finding them funny is him and his boy or partner or whatever they happen to be. And and I was the next person in line behind him. So, you know, I dealt with it. You know, there was about 10 people in front of us in line. So I had to, like, whole time wait for all, endure this. Anyway, after you make your order, you go over to the other side and you pick your food up. They call your number.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, their food came out right before mine. And so they're like arguing with the people. And these are really good people that run this place. And they keep their establishment open because they know the club's let out and people want stuff to eat, you know. So they keep their place open. You know, basically, you know, of course they're making money, but, right, you know, it's someplace to eat. There's really no place to eat around there. So they're being obnoxious. They're throwing things at the people, wow, and all that, you know, behind something that was totally their fault. They ordered their food incorrectly. They didn't read the menu properly. So, you know, I was just like, look, I saw my food was ready. So I walked up to the window and I was like, you know, excuse me, man, I just want to get my food. So, you know, I got my food. You know, I told the dude at the window, you know, when I got up there, he apologized to me. And I was like, there's no need for you to apologize. I'm sorry you got to deal with that. I said, you know, I just really want to go home. So, you know, he went and got my food. He came back to the window. He apologized again. I said, again, my friend, you don't got to apologize to me, man. I just don't have time for the foolishness. So I guess they had a problem with me saying that. Mm-hmm. And they was like, ain't nobody got time for you. So I turned around and I was like, look, dude, your beef is with them. Keep it with them. You know, you don't really want this with me or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, you know, words were just exchanged or whatever. I walked away initially. But one of them just now really gets cute now. He's standing on the table where people are trying to eat and just talking. And that bugged me more than anything. I didn't really care what he was saying about me. But the fact that he was disturbing so many people that was just trying to get through their night really bothered me. So I came back. I confronted him. And so while I'm confronting the one dude or whatever, one of the guys that worked at the restaurant grabbed his buddy. And I was kind of like startled, like, yo, what's going on or whatever. He turned him around. The bama had a blade. And he was getting ready to juke me with that joint. So that, seeing that, just I was just incredible Hulk, outrage shit. And when I hit that dude in his face, my intention was to put my entire arm to my elbow in his mouth.
Oh, my.
That's how hard I hit this dude. And, I mean, it was just, and, you know, they wouldn't let me get to the other dude with the knife. You know, they actually now started to protect him, like, no, just go. Just, you know what I'm saying? So I went back to the other dude, because at this point now, he's starting to come too. I just went back on this dude again. I'm trying to break every bone in his face at this point. Because I'm like, you going to try to stab me? So I lost it. So everybody started screaming, like, just go, 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 go. So the one Spanish dude came around. He's like, man, go. They called the police. Mm-hmm. So I took off or whatever. And I got to the corner, and I could see my car 2 blocks away. But I know the police are a half block away.
Right.
I knew where the police were already. So I said, I ain't going to make it. So I started dipping through the alleys. I dipped through the alleys. I went through the back door of my club. And they looking at me like, hey.
Oh, you're back. Coming
back. You want some overtime.
So I was like, hey, what's going on? You know, I leave my jacket. No, right. No, you got, you got your coat on.
I think my wallet, I left it behind the bar.
Right, right.
So I sat in that joint for a minute.
I came back for a drink.
In the safe house.
Man.
I know that's right. So,
yeah. With your food.
I did. With, yep.
With your food.
I couldn't eat it at this point because I was like, mm-hmm. I was done. My nerves was rattled. I was done at this point. So anyway.
For the record, we do not condone people fighting people, but sometimes you gotta, you know, get out with your life. Right. So, but anyway, so if you have any feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com, you want to send a voicemail, 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-IDS.
IDS.
Yay.
No, don't yay that shit.
Okay, boo.
I'm like,
get it wrong.
He left out. I know. I'm like, he left out a number. Don't yay that.
But yay.
Half yay. Well,
when it comes to IDS, watch your mouth and your actions. Know us.
Y'all, not yay, y'all.
Here you go.
All right, y'all. We got to go, man.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Oh, shit, you caught me off guard.
Really? He goes to you first Lord, every time. I don't understand.
One finger for my man. What's my man name that got locked up for drinking and driving?
Troy Smith.
Yeah, Troy Smith. God damn it, boy. Man, first of all, no... What you got your degree in college, man? No, you study alphabets.
Well, just don't drink and drive.
Yeah, or that. Call Uber.
There you go.
Or a friend. Walk home. Nigga.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Let me see. Is there a two-finger? I don't think I have a two-finger today. Oh, two-finger to my IDS crew. I love y'all, man.
Thank Te quiero mucho.
Yeah, two-fingers for our UNC. Damn it. Good night.
Okay.
Oh, okay, damn, there we go. Good night.
I'm going to say good luck. Good luck tonight. Fuck you, Jimmy.
Two fingers to communication. Knowing how to communicate is very important. Being able to express emotion and feelings and love and tenderness is a beautiful thing. So two fingers to that. One finger to the people who screwed me with my car, and not in a good way.
Not the same people you praise to the high heavens.
Ooh. No, I'm talking about... No, 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 no. Okay. I'm talking about I got some my tie rods done on my car. Ooh. 2.5 years ago. It was $600. And when I went to get an alignment, they were like, oh, we can't do the alignment because your tie rods look like they, you know, have been through a war. So I have to.
But how long ago was it?
It was 3 years.
Yes. Damn, she said two now.
It was, no, what it was like, let's say I got it done in August, but it was August of 2013. So it's pushing but, 3 years but still, hard. But tie rods shouldn't go out that often.
I'm like, you driving
one,
DC.
It depends on which ones they put back on, if they put a cheaper one on. Mm-hmm. And two, you drive fast. And three, DMV roads is some shit.
Yeah.
This is true.
Sweet Jesus. Yeah, I almost thought I was going to China in one pothole. I hit.
I just gutted my entire suspension less than a year ago.
Wow.
And parts of it need to be replaced again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? What I will say is that they definitely, you know, they didn't charge me the full amount. I think the one place wanted well over $300. This place that had fixed them before was like, look, we didn't do anything wrong technically, and your warranty is technically up, but we're only going to charge you for like 1 hour of, you know, labor, and we're just going to charge you for the parts, and that's going to be that because we want you to come back. So I do appreciate that part. So that's
kind of that a one finger,
kind of two fingers.
Okay.
I'm one finger to the situation, two fingers to the company that was still honorable in spite of the circumstance.
Okay. That makes sense.
Cool.
Great.
All right. So let me see. I'm going to go with my one finger first. One finger to losing someone from high school. He went too soon, and the situation was real fucked up. So I'm going to send a one finger to that, because that is just a sad situation. So tell people you love them. Tell people you care. Just hug, you know, because you never know when somebody needs it. So just take care of each other. So two fingers. Let's see. To the rainbow I saw on my way to tape today's show, because that rainbow was a moment of peace, and I was like, you know, I just felt like thank you God just for that rainbow, because I'm like I felt like I needed to see that. I mean, it was raining, but it was like almost about to stop. So I was just like, thank you for that moment of peace, and for me not crashing, because I tried to take a picture of it while I was driving. And I got it. All right. So, yeah, cool. So that was dope.
That's all right.
No doubt. For me, I would like to say, one finger to me for not staying on top of my credit situation in better or at all. So, yeah, spent the, if y'all noticed, my voice is partially gone. I've been yelling at creditors all day. So, I apologize for that. But things are back on the come up. Two fingers to my UNC Tar Heels for getting focused, man, and making it to where we need to be right now. Now, we need to seal the deal tonight. And I'm going to borrow some of y'all's fingers that didn't use fingers throughout the last months. And I would like to give 10 fingers and 2 thumbs up to my BAP fam for coming on and rocking out.
Yeah.
Good times with us.
Big A. T-Money.
So I think I gave them new AIDS.
I would use it if I was them.
Yeah, man. It fits them.
I said they sounded a little too
authentic.
They came up in that scene like, oh, wait a minute.
Wait. This is not the same.
I know, right?
Right.
Kind of feel like
you know what
before.
It is.
Right.
No doubt. So.
Yeah, that was dope.
Definitely dope. Thanks to them fellas for coming out. But most importantly, thank you all for choosing us once again. There's a lot of shows out there, man. A lot of shows out there that you can definitely click on. And stick with the IDS Network. We will guide you to a lot of those shows. But in the meantime, listen to us. Yep. We're like what's the insurance company?
Allstate?
Nope.
Nationwide?
Nope.
No, Farmers.
Minimo.
We are Farmers.
Nope. Bum, 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 bum.
There
you go.
P.
Good to go.
The general.
Right.
A provincial.
Flow.
Oh, progressive.
Progressive.
Progressive. Yeah.
Damn,
we done named every other
damn shit, and we ain't getting paid from not nailing one of them motherfuckers.
We're like progressive. You come to us, and we'll give you everyone else's rates. And let you know if you should listen to them or not.
All right.
Oh, okay.
But we got to get out of here, man. Thank you for joining us again. But as always, I'm part of what we like to say.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bush.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, God damn it. All of you out. From now on, everything I do gonna be funky. From now on, oh.
I'm not fucking with his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me. I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got you.
I don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor, nigga.